Do you think that you guys will try to do your own film? Is it in the works to try to raise the capital to bring it to a major studio and produce it? And if so, how do you think that would happen and how soon?
Well, obviously, if we hadn't done that to this point because we didn't get the high sign from Rashad and Diane to do something like that yet. And
for people who don't know, tell them.
That's my aunt and my cousin. So that's why we hadn't already done
something.
That's
Aaliyah's mother.
Yes. And brother.
Right.
So the reason why we hadn't done something is because we hadn't had that conversation with them.
Okay.
This Lifetime thing kind of came out of the blue. And, you know, we saw it when the press release was released, like everybody else said. I think going forward, we will definitely have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think that notwithstanding whatever they do, I know there's going to be things that they don't cover because mm-hmm. they just don't have the knowledge
right.
to cover it.
And, you know, Zendaya, who's been on the show, who's a sweet girl, mm-hmm. is getting a lot of backlash from people.
Yeah. I know.
You know, what do you think about her being in this part? And if not her, who do you
Ooh,
think would be the most likely person? You say, okay, now I can see her playing
yeah.
Aaliyah.
You know, first of all, Aaliyah went through a similar situation after the R. Kelly thing. So I hate to see a young woman go through the kind of backlash that she's getting out there. It's not, you know, she's trying to get a job and work. It's not her.
Right.
Our problem is with Lifetime and, mm-hmm. And the way they did the project. And,
mm-hmm.
and again, like I said at the beginning, the platform. I just think this needs to be in theaters. This needs to be a major.
Who would you choose
picture.
If you could choose someone?
I would love to get Zoe Saldana. I can't ever say her name, mm-hmm. but I think she could pull off the acting part, and she's obviously gorgeous mm-hmm. and beautiful.